guys, how are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast with me, Matt Peralta, here on bettingpros.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Betting Pros is on Twitter at Betting Pros. BetMGM, our title sponsor, available in Illinois. Got a bunch of DMs from you guys who are using this. It works in Illinois now. You bet $10 using the promo code JUICE150 at sign up, and you get $50 three times in your account. Three bets, $50 in your account, win or lose on the $10 bet. You are getting there thanks to BetMGM and BetMGM.com with that promo code JUICE150. All right. We haven't had a sweep in a while. That was a sweep. Gonzaga under, check mark. Over for Toronto, check mark. Both player props come in, check mark, check mark. 4-0 day for us on a Monday. It's a hell of a start to the week. Get a little winning day on Sunday, winning day on Monday, you know, up nearly a unit and a half. Okay, let's go. I like it. So today's a Tuesday. I'm going to have some things in the Discord channel. All right. A bunch of you guys signed up, newbies into the Discord channel. Welcome. Very cool to have you. Discord is easy to get into. It's always free. Everything we do is free here with Betting Pros, but link underneath me on YouTube or you guys, bettingpros.com/chat to get in is the free invitation to get into the Discord channel. I've got a basketball bet, an NBA parlay, and a hockey total. I mean, I'm getting a little predictable, but when they're cashing, why stop? I mean, you know, I might have another college basketball play. Gonzaga is in the final. Need to see what the total is versus who they play. Santa Clara and St. Mary's are playing right now. So I like Santa Clara in that game. I bet +4.5 in that game, but we'll see what happens. I may have some other things in play. NBA player props, very possible. I'll have more action. I guarantee you this. We've been hot. We've done well. I'm going to have a little more than my normal 3 or 4 bets. I'll have a little more than that going here today on a Tuesday. Midweek, big week in Vegas, all sorts of conference championships. The Big West Conference tournament starts, the Mountain West Conference. Well, the Mountain West Conference tournament plays here in Vegas. What else? You got the West Coast Conference final tonight. So a lot of things happening in Vegas coming up here for us. So I will have some more stuff going probably than normal, but we will have 3 bets here on the podcast and we'll see what we can do if we can keep going with it. Okay. A couple of quick things here. And well, no, that's it. We'll get right to the picks. I was going to talk about something. Well, no, I will talk about it. Calvin Ridley getting popped for betting on football is a really interesting conversation. Calvin Ridley should be suspended, but the NFL gave Ray Rice a 2-game suspension until the video came out for what he did to his girlfriend. Ridley's getting a year. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, offered to pay his head coach $100,000 a game to throw a season. Stephen Ross is still an owner, and he's not suspended for anything. Daniel Snyder has been accused of a horrific working culture for women in his organization, but Daniel Snyder is still the owner and has not been suspended from the Washington football team. It's just a little hard to stomach, I guess is what I'm saying. The league is worried about integrity. Fine. Austin Eckler hosts a DFS show during the football season. DFS is gambling, guys. Okay. I have no problem with it. I like it. It's a great activity. It's awesome. It's gambling. Same thing we do here every day. Same thing. So how can an active NFL player, if you're accusing, you know, some type of inside information or integrity issue, how are you allowing football players who are active to host daily fantasy shows? Isn't that a little weird? I don't really understand that, to be quite honest. Yes, players need to be prevented from betting on their games, but Ridley wasn't playing. Shouldn't there be a stipulation that states if you are playing in the game you bet on, then you get suspended? Shouldn't that be a bigger deal? He was out. He was away from the team. He was also dealing with a mental condition. He was dealing with a mental illness. He was away for personal reasons. So on top of that, he goes and bets on an app and he bets a 3-team, a 5-team, and an 8-team parlay. You know what I'm going to say about that, right? Yee. He claims he bet $1,500. That's it. He's going to give up $11 million. $11 million. And the kicker, the sports book turned him in. The book he used turned him in for betting on the app with an account listed to his name. He could have said somebody else did it. He didn't. He said, I did it. A year's salary for that. Man, I know the league is worried, but there's all sorts of hypocrisy going on here. It's the NFL, so of course there's hypocrisy. But I don't know if the punishment fits the crime here for Calvin Ridley. If he played in the games, okay. But you allow Austin Eckler to talk about teammates in games he's playing in. Not a coach. Just something to think about if we're going to chuck Calvin Ridley under the bus for betting. Some other things going on here in the NFL that may need to be addressed before we start to throw him $11 million under the bus for what he did, betting on three games in parlays on top of that. And if it is $1,500, yeah, it's bad. Not debating it. He should be suspended. You know, I think it's fine. 4-game suspension would have been fine. A whole year? 17 games? That seems a little steep to me. All right, let's start hockey, basketball, college basketball, NBA. Let's start here with the one college basketball bet. So Bellarmine. They've only been a D1 school for what, 2 years? They're ineligible to play in the NCAA tournament. So for the conference championship game here today against Jacksonville, game taking place in Louisville, Kentucky, they cannot punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. It's kind of a weird little scheduling quirk here that Bellarmine's not supposed to be here. So since they are here, they've been asked all year long after having a really good season, what happens if you don't get to go to the dance? They've said, it's fine. We have motivation. We're all good. You know, it's no worries. We're okay. But I mean, this is the Atlantic Sun championship game. And if Jacksonville wins, the Dolphins are going dancing and the Knights are not. 11-5, both teams in conference play. This game taking place here at Freedom Hall in Kentucky. And look, I think this is a very interesting situation. ESPN2 on the coverage here. Line is 3. Okay. When you look at the numbers, it's quite interesting to me. Jacksonville on the road, away from home, 10-5 ATS. Bellarmine, 4-6 at home, 10-6-2 ATS away from home, but 2-3 over the last 5, 4-5-1 over the last 10. Jacksonville is 7-2-1 over the last 10. 19-7-1 ATS on the year. Bellarmine is 14-12-2 on the year ATS. 6-4 Jacksonville against the conference. 7-3 Bellarmine. I'm going to say it like wrong, like 15 seconds. Bellarmine. Too difficult of a name to say. The Knights. Let's call them the Knights. Make it easier. Okay. The Knights are 14-12-2 ATS. I got +3 on a championship game. I fully understand that, you know, these have been, you know, a pretty successful run here. They've won by 13-3 so far in the two games to get to the final, 10-3 in the two games on their way for Jacksonville. I got a +3 number for Jacksonville on the road at Bellarmine. The Knights at home, as I stated, okay ATS. Jacksonville's been really good, 10-5 on the road. I think they're going on the road. I think they're getting a W here. I do. I like the Dolphins. Give me +3. On Jacksonville here in the Atlantic Sun championship game. They probably win the game outright, but I'll take the 3 points. +3. Jacksonville in the Atlantic Sun championship game. All right, let's talk a little NHL. We've been good with these overs, man. I'm going to ride it again. I got another over that I'm going to jump in on here. And look, this is New Jersey and Colorado. Colorado is 32-17-5. To the over. Okay. New Jersey is 32-22-2 to the over. I'm not going to overthink this. Okay. We've seen these games. We've seen what's been going on here. And look, total is 6. It's juiced to the under. It's -105 to the over right now for these two teams. Last five for the Avalanche, 7-3-8-5-9 for them, goals scored. For the Devils, 5-4-7-9-13. First meeting of the year, Colorado on the road is 18-8-2. New Jersey at home is 12-13-3. You've got a high-flying, high-scoring offense here off back-to-back losses. Colorado lost 2-1 to Arizona on the road. They lost to Calgary 4-3 at home. This team is 41-11-5. They're going to come out flying here, and I don't think the Devils are going to have much of an answer here. I think the Devils are giving up a bunch. You want to go team total Colorado? Yup, I'm on that. I like that. You want to go puck line Colorado? Yup, I like that. I'm going to take the easy way out here and take 6, which gives us a push potential on a 4-2 final. Colorado, 4-2, maybe a 5-2, 4-3 potential, 6-1 potential for Colorado to go put a lot of goals up here on New Jersey. I'm going to bet the over. Half a unit over, minus 105, over 6 for the Devils and the Colorado Avalanche. Just going to keep on betting these teams, Colorado and the Devils. Devils right now, by the way, are what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th in the NHL. Colorado is 5th in the NFL, in the NHL, to overs. So two high scoring teams or games, much like last night with Columbus and Toronto. You know, that was number 1 and number 10. Game flew over. Same thing happened tonight here. Devils over 6 goals against Colorado. And then NBA wise, I'm going to do something that's probably dumb, but it's Tuesday. Want to have a little fun. Here's what I'm doing. So my co-host on the Bostonian versus the Book, a guy named Dave Sherapin, who you guys know, he's been on a variety of things I've done with betting pros, but Dave and I work every day. Dave has a number that he considers to be a stop sign for betting. It's 7. When the books put the number at 7, he says that they are very concerned that the team that's going to win by is laying 7 will win and not cover. The Suns and the Warriors are both favored by 7 points tonight. Now the Warriors are at home. They didn't send anybody to Denver. Team covered, by the way, on that game against Denver. But they're at home here tonight against the LA Clippers. Number 7, Curry, Clay, Wiggins, they're all supposed to play. Okay. Number 7, the Phoenix Suns are on the road against Orlando, who are 16-49. At home, they're 7-22. It's a bad basketball team. Number 7, I don't do teasers. I'm teasing this. It's minus 110 to tease Golden State minus 7 on a 5-point teaser down to 2. And the Suns at minus 7, 5-point teaser against the Magic down to 2. You can parlay the money lines together at minus 124 if you want to do that and just do a straight money line bet. But I'd rather get minus 110 in the number. Look, if one of these teams win by 1, we do lose. Okay, I get that. But you have a 2 with a push potential. They win. Chances are they're not going to win by 1 point. They're going to win by 2 or more on either leg. Why not? It's a Tuesday. Let's have some fun. 5-point teaser, half a unit, minus 110, Suns minus 2, Warriors minus 2 for a half a unit. Like I mentioned, we'll have more coming up here on the Discord channel. I'll have other bets, Gonzaga and their game against whomever in the championship game, other bets potentially to be made here in college basketball. But for today, over 6 goals, Devils and the Avalanche at minus 105, Jacksonville plus 3 in the Atlantic Sun championship game at minus 110, Warriors Suns 5-point teaser, both teams minus 2 at minus 110, all 3 bets for a half a unit. More to come in the Discord channel. Those are the bets for right now here on a Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.